ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಚತುರ್ದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಚತುರ್ದಶಃ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ತ್ರಿಗುಣಾಸ್, ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ತ್ರಿಗುಣಾಸ್. ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಚತುರ್ದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಟ್ವೆಂಟಿ 25th ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಮಾನಾಪಮಾನಯೋಸ್ತುಲ್ಯ ತುಲ್ಯೋ ಮಿತ್ರಾರಿಪಕ್ಷಯೋ ಸರ್ವಾರಂಭ ಪರಿತ್ಯಾಗಿ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಸ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಐ ಡಿಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್. ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್. ಗುಣ ಅತೀತ, ಗುಣಾನ್ ಅತೀತ, ಗುಣ ಅತೀತ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಫ್ರೀಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಗುಣಾಸ್, ಗುಣಾತೀತ. ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗುಣರಹಿತ. ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ದಿ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ಅಬ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಆತ್ಮ. Obtaining as one's own self is always free from gunas, guna rahitaha. But in ignorance, when we mistake because of the self ignorance, because of the ignorance of the reality, when we mistake the body, mind and complex for the self, that is when you become bound by gunas. But in the wake of the clear knowledge of one's own essential nature, being consciousness, Atma, in the wake of the self being Atma, one becomes free from gunas again. Okay? You never become, you are always free from gunas. But as long as you do not know that you are free from gunas, you are as though you are bound by gunas. Once you discover you are free from gunas, you become free from gunas. Is it clear? Therefore, who is a guna atitaha? ಗುಣಾನ್ ಅತೀತ ಗುಣಾತಿ ಗುಣ ಅತೀತ ಸವರ್ಣದಿಂದ ಸಂತಿ ಗುಣಾತೀತ. ಸೊ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಇಸ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಅ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅ ಗುಣಾತೀತ. ಅಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗುಣಾತೀತ. ಸೊ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಆನ್ಸರಿಂಗ್. ಯು ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೀನ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದಿ 26th ವರ್ಸ್. ಗುಣಾತೀತ, ದಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ವಾಸ್, ದಟ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓವರ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎಲಿಜಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್? ದೇರ್ ಬೈ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಎಲಿಜಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಗುಣಾತೀತ? ದಟ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಮಾಂಚಯೋಗ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ. ಮಾಂಚಯೋಗ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ ಸಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತ್ಯೈತಾನ್, ಸಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತ್ಯೈತಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ. ಮಾಂಚಯೋಗ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ ಸಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತ್ಯೈತಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ. ಮಾಂಚಯೋಗ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ ಸಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತ್ಯೈತಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ. ಇನ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 25 ಭಗವಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗುಣಾತೀತ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದರ್ ಬೈ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗುಣಾತೀತ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ನೌ ಹೌ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಅ ಗುಣಾತೀತ? ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಗುಣಾತೀತ? ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್? not overnight. There must be gradual progress, which means a person must have lived deliberately a clean life, a life committed to pursuit of jnana. Therefore, who is the person who becomes eligible for jnanam, to become a gunatitaha? He says, yaha mam sevate, yaha mam sevate, yo mam sevate, yaha mam sevate. He who worships me, he yaha mam sevate, whoever worships me. You can say he who worships me or whoever worships me. Yaha mam sevate. How does he worship? Bhakti yogena. Bhakti yogena. Okay. Bhakti yogena means with the devotion. Bhakti yoga means with the discipline of devotion. What sort of bhakti? With the discipline, devotion means what? Bhakti yogaha means the discipline of being totally committed to Bhagavan. He is bhakti. So bhakti yogena, whoever worships me with devotion. And which sort of devotion? Avyabhicharena. That's more important. Vyabhicharaha means wavering, changing. Avyabhicharena bhakti yogena means avyabhicharya bhaktya. That's the name. Avyabhicharena bhakti yogena means vyabhichara means not being diligent, not being committed. But avyabhichara means the total unswerving commitment to Bhagavan. Avyabhichara bhaktihi. What does it mean avyabhichara bhaktihi? Unswerving total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Okay, total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. It means living this life itself having knowledge as the ultimate goal. Living this life, having attainment of knowledge as the ultimate goal. Then it's avyabhichara bhaktihi. So avyabhicharena bhakti yogena means with an unswerving, total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Total commitment, that's called total commitment. That's what is real devotion. Whoever worships me. See, one can worship Bhagavan simply for artha kamas, but without commitment to the pursuit of jnana, without the desperate desire for jnana. That is simple devotion. That person also worships. People go to temples and people do pujas, people worship. You ask what they want. They want interest in jnana. But here, this person worships Bhagavan. But how does he worship? With an unswerving commitment to the pursuit of knowledge of Bhagavan, which is called unswerving devotion. Avyabhicharena bhakti yogena. Whoever worships me with a total commitment. Saha, that person alone. Gunan samatitya. Gunan yet samatitya etam. Sam atitya etam. See, samatitya means having overcome, having become free from the gunas. Gunan, etan, gunan, samatitya. Etan, gunan, samatitya. Means having become free from the hold of gunas. In terms of anatma, having freed himself from the hold of gunas in the form of body, mind, and complex. So, gunan samatitya. Etan gunan samatitya. சமத்தீத்ய ஏதான் விருத்தி சந்தி, சமத்தீத்ய ஏதான் சமத்தீத்யைத்தான் ஏதான் குணான் சமத்தீத்ய that having overcome, having freed himself from the gunas, saha brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Saha brahma bhuyaya kalpate. See, kalpate, that person becomes eligible, qualified, for what? Brahma bhuyaya. Brahma bhuyaha means to be Brahman, okay? Whether you know, you do not know, you are already Brahman only. But you do not know that you are Brahman and you are not able to know that you are Brahman. Whereas when a person lives his life, worships Bhagavan, the total commitment, the pursuit of jnanam, the unswerving devotion, that person gradually, in due course of time, becomes eligible. Eligible. For what? To free himself from the gunas, thereby to be Brahman. Brahma bhuyaya means to remain as Brahman. To remain as Brahman. You can never become Brahman because you're already Brahman. So to remain as Brahman, to be one with Brahman, to claim one's own nature being already the Brahman, to claim the one's own self being already Brahman, to claim that oneself being as Brahman, one becomes eligible. How one by becoming freeing himself from gunas. How does a person become free from gunas? Only if a person worships Bhagavan, seeks Bhagavan's grace, the total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Is it clear? Which means jignasu bhakti is indirectly emphasized here. See, how much you worship and pray to Bhagavan, unless and until you become committed to the pursuit of jnanam, unless and until you think that the whole life itself is lived for the purpose of discovering Bhagavan, then the total commitment is not there. That is not there. To free oneself from gunas is not that easy. Because without jnanam, freeing oneself from gunas is not at all possible. Without jnanam, freeing oneself from the gunas is not possible. Without jnanam, to become objective towards the material products, aspects, body, mind, and complex is not at all possible. So without having the right perception of the self, without the jnanam, without having resolved the wrong notions about the self, okay, it is not possible for one to become objective towards one's body, mind, and complex. It is not possible at all to free oneself from gunas. If it is not possible to free oneself from gunas, it means one will have very strong identity with the gunas in the form of body, mind, and complex. And where is the question of Brahma Bhuyaha? Where is the question of becoming one with Brahman? Where is the question of claiming one's own nature being already Brahman? Therefore, it is made very clear, avyabhicharena bhakti yogena yaha mam sevate, whoever worships me with unswerving devotion, the total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, having moksha as the ultimate goal. How many times to repeat? Same thing. So Bhagavan again emphasizes, make sure you all have purushartha nischayaha. Purushartha nischaya is very important. Really, if everything in life is going smoothly, then forget about moksha. You won't be interested in moksha. Therefore, are you interested in moksha or not? Are you 100% clear that you are living this life ultimately for moksha? Are you convinced of the fact? If you're not convinced, you have not understood the teaching. Make sure ultimately what I'm seeking is my absolute peace of mind and happiness. It means purushartha nischaya must be there. That means you must know the value of the jnana. Then you must become committed to the pursuit of jnana. You must be given the study of the Shastram as the Pramanam. Not only that, one must also strictly live a life of Karma Yoga. Okay? I should not have my own excuses for not being able to do. Many people want moksha, many people want jnana. People always write to me, text me. I want this, I don't want to. I tell you, very important to prepare one's mind. So, with the Purushartha Nischaya, the commitment, the Parishuddha Jnanam, one must strictly live a life of Karma Yoga to prepare one's mind. And that commitment is said to, the pursuit of Jnanam alone is said to be unswerving devotion. Okay, avyabhicharena bhakti yogena. Only then it is possible in due course of time to prepare one's mind, to free oneself from three gunas and to remain as Brahman, to be one with Brahman. Okay, Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That is the meaning of this verse. Mam cha yaha mam avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate saha. That person guna yetan gunan samatitya brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Okay. Moving on to the next verse. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amrutasya vyayasya cha. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amrutasya vyayasya cha. Shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya ikantikasya cha. This is the concluding verse of the 14th chapter. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amrutasya vyayasya cha. Shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya ikantikasya cha. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amrutasya vyayasya cha. Shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya ikantikasya cha. It's a very powerful verse, concluding verse, the 27th verse. Now, you must remember, in his 14th chapter, Arjuna asked some questions. Remember those questions? If you don't remember, I remind you in my summary class, next class. So, Arjuna asked questions. Who is the Gunatitaha? And how to overcome those gunas? Except he asked the questions. And Krishna has answered those questions. If you don't remember, you have to go back to the first verse again. Arjuna asked some questions. And the Krishna answered those questions. Now, towards the end, he explained who was the Gunatitaha. And having answered who was the Gunatita, Krishna also says, finally concluded, and who is the one who becomes, who is eligible for becoming Gunatitaha? He emphasized only bhakti again. And having emphasized, now Krishna concludes this chapter. So the last verse, repeatedly bhakti was emphasized, which means when the bhakti was emphasized, we should not forget here, Krishna emphasized jnanam. Now you can understand, bhakti and jnanam are not two different things. Your question, do we need bhakti? Isn't bhakti enough? Do we need jnana? That question should not arise hereafter. Okay? When Krishna concluded saying, but the question now, what I want to say, isn't bhakti easy? Is the path of devotion very easy? Isn't bhakti enough? Do we need jnana? Do we need study shastra? Do we need jnana? Isn't bhakti enough? People ask the question many times. Now Krishna answered. Don't separate bhakti and jnana. Okay? In fact, bhakti is jnana, jnana is bhakti. So what is bhakti? Yet avyabhicharini bhakti. Avyabhicharaha jnana yoga, bhakti yoga means the commitment, the pursuit of knowledge is the avyabhichari, avyabhicharini bhakti. Now you can see jnajan bhakti on the same. So if you simply worship, it's expression of bhakti. You pray to Bhagavan, expression of bhakti. So he says, whoever worships me, glorifies me, remembers me, okay, with total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, with unswerving devotion, that person alone in due course of time, so he, when he lives a lifestyle, he becomes eligible. He becomes free from gunas, and thereby he also becomes eligible to discover the fact of oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, oneself being non-separate from Brahma. This is a fact. So you are already non-separate from Brahma. You are already Brahma. You need not become Brahma. You cannot become Brahma. You are already Brahma. And to discover the fact of yourself being already Brahma, yourself being non-separate from Brahma, you need to be qualified. You have to become free from three gunas, and for which you need only jnanam, that what you are. That is why that jnanam is possible only when you are committed. Therefore, Krishna emphasized, who is the one who can become free from the gunas? Okay. Now, the concluding verse. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amrutasya vyayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya ikantikasya cha. Very simple verse, but still very profound verse. Pratishtaham, you take that word pratishtaham, pratishtha aham. Pratishtha aham. I am the support. I am the very strength. I am the life. I am the source. So the word pratishtha is a very profound word, okay? Pratishtha means pratishtha aham. Pratishtha aham. It's a savarna dirgha sandhi. You put aham first. Aham pratishtha. Aham pratishtha means what? I, the self, am the support. I, the self, am the very source. I am the very existence. I am the very substratum. I am the very strength. I am the very life. Okay? Of what? Of what? I am the very self. I am the very existence. I am the very truth. I am the very support. I am the substratum, I am the strength, I am the life of what? He says, Brahmanaha aham pratishtha. I am the pratishtha. So I the self am, that is on he is there, he. He doesn't, is not a simple separate word. It has no specific meaning, but in context we have to take the meaning. The he is indeclinable. So one letter. It means indeed, of course. I itself am indeed aham, he, brahmanaha pratishtha. I am the very basis. I am the very basis of Brahman. I am the very basis of Brahman means what? I am very Brahman. I am Brahman. I am the very basis of Brahman. Okay. Which sort of Brahman is a description of Brahman? And Kidrashasya Brahmanaha Pratishtha Aham. Aham Brahmanaha Pratishtha. You all must remember this Brahmanaha. I am the very basis of Brahman. I am the very source of Brahman. That's the meaning. Which means Brahman is an akaranta shabda. And the positive form is inactive in singular form, Brahmanaha. Aham Brahmanaha Pratishtha. on the very basis of Brahman. Which sort of Brahman? Amrutasya, Avyayasya, Shashvatasya, Brahmanaha Pratishta. The three words describing Brahman. What is it? Amrutasya Brahmanaha Aham Pratishta. I am the very basis of Amrutasya Brahmanaha. Amrita means what? Timeless, immortal. I am the very basis of the timeless reality implied by the word Brahman. Amrutasya, immortal, timeless. Then avyayasya, changeless. Shashvatasya, permanent. See, amrutam brahma, shashvatam brahma, avyayam brahma. Brahman is changeless, avyayam brahma. Brahman is immortal, amrutam brahma. Brahman is permanent, shashvatam brahma. Okay, permanent. So I am the basis of the immortal, timeless, changeless, permanent, everlasting reality implied by the word Brahman. When you say I am the basis, it implies what? I am the Brahman. Not only that, dharmasya. Dharmasya. I am the second expression. I am the very basis of dharma. Okay. Shashvatasya dharmasya. I am the very basis of the everlasting order. I am the very basis of the everlasting, timeless, natural law and order. So Shashvatasya dharmasya. This is the eternal way of life, eternal dharma. I am the very basis of the eternal dharma. Shashvatasya dharmasya. And not only that, sukhasya antikasya cha. Sukhasya ekantikasya. Sukhasya ekantikasya. Sukhasya ekantikasya, if you put together, sukhasya ekantikasya is a vriddhi sandhi. Ekantikasya sukhasya. Sukham means happiness. Ekantikam sukham means what? Permanent. Permanent, everlasting, boundless, limitless happiness. And also, a happiness which is not dependent on any external condition. So unconditional. Okay, unconditional means what? See, you need not achieve, do, accomplish something for happiness. The happiness is not dependent on any external condition. The unconditional, limitless, boundless, everlasting happiness is aikantikam sukha. And that aikantikam sukham. And I am the very basis of aikantikam sukham. Aham pratishtha. Aikantikasya sukhasya aham pratishtha. You understand the first sentence, okay? Aikantikasya sukhasya aham pratishtha. I am the very basis, substratum of the limitless, everlasting, boundless, unconditional happiness. Shashvatasya dharmasya aham pratishtha. Aham pratishtha. I am the very basis of timeless dharma. I am the very basis of timeless dharma. Then, amrutasya avyayasya cha brahmanasya aham pratishtha. Aham pratishtha for what? For what all? Aham pratishtha. I am the basis of amrutasya dharma, avyayasya dharmasya. Immortal, everlasting, timeless, changeless reality రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లై చేయం బ్రహ్మ. శాశ్వతస్య ధర్మస్య అహం ప్రతిష్ట, ఐఎమ్ ది వెరీ బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది టైమ్లెస్ ధర్మ. ఐకాంతికస్య సుఖస్య అహం ప్రతిష్ట, ఐఎమ్ ది వెరీ బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ బౌండ్లెస్ అన్కండిషనల్ ఎవర్ లాస్టింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ సుఖం. సో అమృతస్య అవ్యయస్య బ్రహ్మణ ప్రతిష్ట అహం, శాశ్వతస్య ధర్మస్య ప్రతిష్ట అహం, ఐకాంతికస్య సుఖస్య ప్రతిష్ట అహం. దెర్ఫోర్ భగవాన్ కృష్ణ భగవాన్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్ టు అర్జున, ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఈజ్ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ లిమిట్లెస్నెస్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బిగ్నెస్. అండ్ దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ వన్ నీడ్స్ టు డిస్కవర్ ఇన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు become free from gunas, because Brahman is always free from gunas. The reality implied by the term Brahman is ever free from gunas. So for you to become free from gunas, all that you need to discover is that you are already Brahma. If you discover the fact, you do not attain. If you discover the fact of yourself being already Brahma, non different from Brahma, then you are free from త్రిగుణస్. బికాస్ యు ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. బ్రహ్మన్ ఎంబాడీడ్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ బీయింగ్. ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ బీయింగ్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఎంబాడీస్ ఇండివిజువల్. వాటర్ ఎంబాడీడ్ ఈస్ వేవ్. What embodied is the motion. Similarly, the formless abstract reality embodied alone is every individual. Therefore, Krishna says here, Aham Brahmanaha Pratishtha. Pratishtha means I am the Brahman embodied am I. Means I the self am the very embodiment of Brahman. Who says this? Bhagavan Krishna says. Bhagavan tells Arjuna, hey Arjuna, you look at me as Krishna. Okay? As Krishna, your playmate, your charioteer. But really speaking, what difference between Krishna and Arjuna? Krishna knows who he is. Arjuna does not know who he is. Arjuna does not know himself. Krishna knows himself. As Krishna, knowing what he is, he can tell, I am the very, I the self, am the embodiment of Brahman. Means what? Essentially, aham brahma. I am Brahman myself. But I am the Brahman embodied is what? Krishna. Krishna knows this. I am the embodiment of Brahman. If you have the very clear vision of what you are, you also can say, every one of us can say, I am the embodiment of the very reality. If you know what you are. If you do not know what you are, you will say, I am so and so. You will have wrong identity if you do not know what you are. If you know what you are, then you will have right identity, aham brahmasmi. That is the identity. Then what about this body, mind, and complex? Then you can say, I myself am the embodiment of the very reality, Brahma. So aham brahmanaha pratishtha. Krishna says, aham brahmanaha pratishtha means I am the very basis, means I am the embodiment of Brahman here. It means I am Brahman myself. And then that too, what is the nature of Brahman? Amrutasya avyayasya. So Brahman the reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of changelessness, is of the nature of motionlessness, therefore timeless, amrit, avyayasya, amritasya, not subject to any destruction or change. Therefore, amritasya avyayasya brahmanaha aham pratishtha. And not only that, that's a dharma. We had one more word, shashvatasya. Shashvata means permanent. Yeah. Permanent means absolutely Brahman is free from any change whatsoever. It is absolutely that shashvatasya, permanent reality. And also, sukhaikantikasya cha. Sukhasya ekantikasya cha. Ekantikam sukham. Because Brahman is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness. Therefore, he says, I myself am the very basis, means I am the embodiment of Brahman. In fact, all of us are embodiment of Brahman only. Every one of us is an embodiment of Brahman. Brahman embodied is every individual being. And which sort of Brahman? Avyayasya, amritasya, shashvatasya, brahmanaha aham pratishtha. If we understand, we can say aham brahma asmi, and I am the very embodiment of Brahman. And which are the Brahman? Amritasya, shashvatasya, avyayasya, immortal, changeless, timeless, permanent reality. Not only that, sukhasya ekantikasya cha, which is Brahman, I myself am the source. I am the very embodiment of Brahman, which is of the nature of fullness, happiness. Not only that, shasha dharmasya. I am the absolute. I am the very, there is no order which exists outside of Brahman. Therefore, I am the very basis of Brahman, order also, dharma. Therefore, I am free from all gunas. Okay, aham gunatitaha. Krishna says, aham gunatitaha. Can we all say, aham gunatitaha? Yes. Every one of us can say, aham gunatitaha. I am free from all gunas, if we have right perspective of the self. And for which? We must have, we'll be free from ahankara, for which we must resolve our ignorance. Only in the wake of clear vision, it is possible for us to say this. So Krishna says and controls this verse. Brahmano hi pratishthaham amrutasya vyayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasyaikantikasya cha aham brahmana aham amritasya avyayasya shashvatasya cha brahmanaha pratishtha aham shashvatasya dharmasya aham dharmasya cha aham pratishtha ekantikasya sukhasya cha aham pratishtha, which means there's Arjuna, there's nothing which is outside of me. With this, Krishna concludes this 14th chapter. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shribhyo Namaha Harihi Om Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga Nama Chaturdashot Dhyayaha. Okay. Here after we have to begin the 15th chapter. You know, 15th chapter is doing from next week. I also would like to do a small summary of the 14th chapter. I can answer your questions also in 14th chapter. We have any doubts in the 14th chapter. So 15th chapter is 15th chapter has the topic of Purushottama Yoga. Purushottama Yoga is the topic of the 15th chapter. Purushottama Yogo Nama Panchadashodhyayaha. Purushottamaha is one of the names of Bhagavan. Okay. Who is Ishwaraha? Purushottamaha is Ishwaraha. Purushesh Uttamaha Purushottamaha. The most exalted of among in all the beings. The most exalted among all the beings, the most exalted in all, among, of all the beings is Purushottamaha, Purushesh Uttamaha, which means the only exalted reality, the obtaining as the only reality of all beings, the only Satyam, the only reality, the only truth, which lends existence for all Mithya beings. Okay? For all beings. He is said to be Purushottamaha. And Purushottamaha is subject matter of the 15th chapter. Bhagavan is subject matter of the 15th chapter. Therefore, Purushottama Yoga is the topic of the 15th chapter. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha Purushottama Yogo Nama Panchadashodhyayaha. Before I go to the next chapter, let me answer your questions, if any of you have any questions in what we did, what we have seen already. Any questions? Now you may think that the teaching is as if very repetitive, because that's how Bhagavan presents the teaching. Because these words will be repeatedly, you'll be listening everywhere. Amritam, Avyayam, Shashvatam. These are the words. Second chapter also you heard the same words. When you understood the nature of the Atma, these words have, you have heard these words. Amritaha, Avyayaha, Shashvataha, etc. Again those words have come as adjective of the word Brahma, which means reality. It is the nature of the reality. Amrita, Avyaya, Shashvata, all these words reveal the nature of the reality, not the qualifications, not the attributes. You will hear that they are adjectives, but really speaking, every word implies the very nature of reality. And here, Bhagavan Krishna says, I am here having this body, mind, sense complex as a charioteer in human form, as a contemporary, as a playmate, but still I know what I am. Still I know I am Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, Krishna says what? I am only the embodiment of, I am the basis of Brahman means, I am the very embodiment of Brahman means, I am essentially Brahman. I am Brahma. I am Brahmasmi. That Vishnu is revealed. He is saying, I am the embodiment of Brahman. Then if that Vishnu is there, you are free from gunas always, three gunas. You are endowed with gunas, at the same time you are free from gunas. You are not bound by gunas, you are not limited by gunas. Okay, any other question?
Swamini?
Yeah?
Ekantikasya, is it Sukha's adjective or
no. Is it a separate? Sukhasya only. Ekantikasya Sukhasya.
But,
See, Ekantikam, I tell you one thing. Ekantikasya Sukhasya. Okay, Sukham. Sukha means, the word Sukham is simply used to mean pleasure. Pleasure is time bound, which comes and goes. Okay? Sukham is a word, Sukham and Dukkham. When you use the word Sukham as an adjective of the word Dukkham, that's Dukkham means pain, Sukham means pleasure. But here the word Sukham does not mean the time bound pleasure. Sukham here means the very source of pleasure. Please make a note. The word Sukham means time-bound pleasure, a state of mind. The word Sukham also means a source of pleasure, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, source of the arriving, departing pleasure, which means happiness, fullness. That's why to differentiate it, it is said, aikantikasya, sukhasya, aikantikasya. So aikantikam sukham, sukham means limitless happiness, boundless happiness, limitless happiness, unconditional happiness. Okay? So pleasure is a conditioned happiness. Pleasure is a conditional happiness. So the pleasure is possible only for a person to have a given pleasure. He is dependent on a certain condition, external situation, condition. Then the pleasure is possible. So conditional, pleasure is conditional, whereas happiness is unconditional. Okay? For pleasure, for a person to experience pleasure, to have the pleasure, everything must be in proper condition. So it's a conditional. It's dependent on so many factors for a person to be pleased. Whereas happiness happens to be the very nature of the self, the nature of the reality, is absolutely unconditional. Where happiness is unconditional. Okay? See, for water to be H2O, it's not dependent on any other condition. If it's unconditional. For fire to be hot, it's very nature. It's not dependent on any other condition. For fire to be hot, it must be. Things must be like this. It's not true. Very nature. So unconditional means it's a natural, very, very natural, very nature. Unchangeable, unchanging nature is said to be unconditional. Your aikantikam sukham. Aikantikasya sukhasya. Aham pratishtha asmi.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Prabhuji, can I have your answer?
Yes, Swami.
Okay. Any other question? So that aikantika should be taken as an adjective describing happiness only. Really speaking, aikantika implies happiness is an unconditional, limitless, boundless, infinite, because it's the very nature of the reality, Brahman. No questions? Sometimes, you see, repeatedly list, sometimes even Bhagavad Gita verses are such also. What already understood alone is repeated sometimes. So you should not feel, you need not feel bored or tired of listening to the same thing what you already know. Our only problem is, we are understand very well, how am I to assimilate? Isn't it? That's the big problem. How am I to assimilate? Am I really enjoying the benefit of this understanding? Repeatedly, I'm listening, I'm very clear. Sometimes people come and tell me, even as you're talking, I can make out what will be the next word. I used to say the same thing to Swamiji. If you listen to talks, you can make out what will be the next sentence. When you listen for so long, then you know what it is. But still, assimilation takes time. At least, we must remember, repeatedly listening, you understand one thing. Nothing needs to be known more. Nothing needs to be achieved more. What I need is, all that I need is really this vision. That is why Purushartha Nischaya is emphasized always. We hear everything very clearly, but still we do not understand the connection between jnanam and moksha. Jnanasya moksha is just sambandha. What is the connection between the knowledge of the reality and the freedom, the happiness that I'm desperately searching for? What's the connection? Why knowledge is emphasized so much? Because you must be 100% convinced, finally, through all my achievements, what I really want need not be attained. What I really want through all my successes and achievements, accomplishments, what I want really, for that I need not achieve anything. I not do anything. It's just my nature. That is what I am already. I am already what I want to be. You are already what you're searching for. You can never become happy. You are already happiness, already fullness. You are already the very peace. Because it's the very nature. You are of the nature of what you're searching for. You are of the surupam of happiness, fullness. So, the connection between jnanam and moksha is that knowledge is freedom. Therefore, commitment to the pursuit is very important. The Purushartha Nischaya must be very, very important. That's why Krishna repeats the teaching. Got it? So, 15th chapter, we will start in our next class.